From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Colton. We have a great show for you. 10 contestants are here to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our Ask Me Another big winner with a prize provided by our VIP. And our VIP is currently starring as Aaron Burr in the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, which is a hip-hop retelling of the life of Alexander Hamilton. And it is so wildly popular that it is nearly impossible to get a ticket to the show. It is easier to get into Harvard Business School than it is to get a ticket to the show. It is easier to find a vegan who never mentions they're a vegan than it is to get into the show. Our VIP is Leslie Odom Jr. Leslie Odom Jr. will be joining us later in the show, but let's get started with our first contestant, Christine DiGiovanni. Hello, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You are a stay-at-home mom, but in the early days you worked on QVC?
I did.
What were the early products like?
There was a flea and tick collar.
Sure. For humans?
A shower radio for dogs.
For dogs, okay, yeah. Good. And what did you do with these products?
I worked backstage and had to bring them out to the hosts while they sold them.
So you would hand it to them, they would be like, what is this?
And then you, give them the card that they could talk about it for 5 minutes. And it was fun.
It was fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun that you were like, that is a job in my past.
Yes, that is true.
Very good. Your opponent is Emily Gilmore. You're a high school Latin teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, lost art.
Somebody, people were cheering. Latin nerds are here. My people.
That's right.
Christine, what is your favorite horror movie or book?
I might have to go with Poltergeist. I just remember that. The whole TV and, getting sucked into the TV. That's very frightening.
When the guy looks at his face in the mirror and then he starts ripping off all of his flesh. Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. How about you, Emily? Favorite horror movie or book?
I try to avoid the genre, really.
You don't like it.
I read It by Stephen King when I was in like 8th or 9th grade and it scarred me. So I try to focus on happy things.
See, if you do this stuff when you're too young, it scars you. I saw The Exorcist when I was like 6 years old.
I had a similar experience. I saw that movie way, way too young.
Yeah. And then you're
totally... It's pretty scary.
It's so scary.
It's the devil. It's the actual devil is the thing.
So the inspiration for this game comes from one of the greatest sound bites in film history.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
That is, of course, the infamous line, "It's alive," from the 1931 film version of Frankenstein. So in this game, every answer is something that rhymes or sounds like the word alive, but you have to deliver it in the voice of Dr. Frankenstein. We'll go to Jonathan Colton for an example.
Yes, so if I said, what actor delivered the line this game is based on, you would answer, it's Colin Clive!
Okay, don't worry, the clues will be much more obscure.
Okay.
So buzz in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. It's so tall, I can barely see the top of it. It's a hairstyle made famous by the Ronettes or Amy Winehouse. Christine.
It's a beehive.
That's great, yes. Felt like that was the Bride of Frankenstein right there.
I'm at a car dealership, and I want to try out this vehicle before buying it. Emily.
It's a test drive!
Yes, it is.
It's so long and green, it's an herb that goes great with sour cream and baked potatoes. Emily.
It's a drive!
This is a ridiculous game.
I know. That is correct.
It's like they were born to do it. It's a song and dance number from the musical Grease. Christine.
Oh, it's the hand job.
Yes, that's right.
That was brilliant. It was like both Dr. Frankenstein and her thinking about the answer
at the same time.
I
couldn't tell which of that was acting and which was just like, oh my God, I don't know what the answer is.
But it worked.
They're coming to take it from me. It's a percentage of my income that I give to the church. Emily.
It's a tithe!
I'm going to your church. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds fun. It sounds fun. This is your last clue. It's a hit disco song by Gloria Gaynor about getting over a breakup. Christine.
It's...
Yeah.
Raining men? I know that was incorrect.
Good. You spared me having to say it for you. Emily, do you know the answer?
It's I Will Survive!
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. How did our contestants do?
They both did some amazing impressions, but Emily, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.